Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Exodus 17, 1 to 7. Exodus chapter 17, 1 to 7. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" My theme for reflection is faith in the desert. Faith in the desert. Is the Lord among us or not? Is the Lord among us or not? This haunting question echoes through the ages, from the parched lips of the Israelites in the desert to our own moments of doubt and despair. It is a cry that rises in the hearts of many when faced with life's relentless challenges, financial strains, deep loneliness, misunderstandings by those we hold dear, or the shadow of illness that seems immune to hope. And in the throes of scarcity, when every effort and prayer appears to vanish into the void, we too may wonder, is the Lord among us or not? Imagine the Israelites recently freed from the shackles of Egyptian slavery, now confronting a new kind of bondage, thirst in a barren wasteland. Their accusation against Moses, born of desperation, reflects a human tendency to romanticize a painful past when the road ahead seems insurmountable. This narrative is not foreign to us. How often do we glance back at our own Egypts, tempted to believe that the familiarity of past sufferings is preferable to the uncertainty of future blessings, especially when small trials obscure our vision of a promised destiny. Yet the story doesn't end in despair. Faced with his people's outcry, Moses, a leader of patience and faith, turns to God. And God responds not with retribution, but with provision, instructing Moses to draw water from the rock. My dear friends, this act of divine faithfulness, paired with Moses' steadfast leadership, quenches not only their physical thirst, but also the drought of doubt in their hearts. As we walk through the reflective season of Lent, embarking on our spiritual journey, we might encounter moments where it feels like our prayers are echoing into a void unanswered by God. It is crucial during these times to resist the thought that our difficult pasts might somehow be preferable to the future God has in store for us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you ever found yourself questioning the presence of God during your personal deserts, those dry, challenging times that patch your spirit? Number two, reflect on a moment when, despite the aridity of your circumstances, you witnessed an unexpected wellspring of grace or support. How did that change your perception of being alone or forsaken? As we journey through life's deserts, especially during times like Lent, when the divine seems silent, let us hold fast to the lessons of the Israelites. May we resist the temptation to glorify our past sufferings over the hope of future deliverance. We pray for leaders who listen and act with compassion, channeling our cries to a God who never abandons us. And may we always trust in His promise to provide, to heal, and to lead us from barren places to lands flowing with milk and honey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.